Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Don't forget that if you'd like to work on understanding English conversation, then our course 1, Activate Your Listening, gives you pieces of English conversation so that you can work further on your understanding. And if you've already bought this course, then don't worry, we are planning more courses. And if you don't feel you need to buy a course, perhaps your English is already good and you can just use the podcast to keep your English language skills going, or because you find them interesting, then you can still support us. There is a way to support Adept English even if you don't spend money with us. What's really valuable to us, whatever platform, whatever app you use to listen to us, if you can give us a star rating or a review or both, we'd be really grateful. That's whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, Podbean, Castbox, Player FM, TuneIn, Spotify, Blueberry, and any of the others. Your reviews and star ratings are really helpful to get the message out there so that more people can help themselves learn English with Adept English. Anyway, today's podcast, shall we tackle a piece of grammar? English grammar can seem difficult, but it's not if you take it step by step. And today we're going to work on a verb form that's much used in English. Therefore, you need to know it. So, in English, very basic grammar, a structure for a sentence is subject, verb, object. So that might be Sarah is eating an apple. So there's the subject of the sentence. That's S-U-B-J-E-C-T. And this means the person or thing that's doing the action, that's making the verb bit happen. So in Sarah is eating an apple, the subject is Sarah. Then there's the verb, V-E-R-B, which is the doing word, the action. So here the verb is eating, which is present progressive tense, meaning it's happening right now. It's continuing now. The action is happening, is eating. You can see it. That's present progressive tense. And the object of the sentence is the person or thing that has the action done to it. So here, it's the apple. And that word is object, O-B-J-E-C-T, the object of the sentence. So hopefully that's okay. If you've had to learn traditional English grammar, English lessons may mean that you know this. This is familiar. And subject, verb, object happens in lots of languages. So I read a book, you ate some cheese, he cleaned the bathroom. They're all subject, verb, object sentences. But another way of describing this, the verbs in these sentences are all in what we call active voice. And what we mean by active voice, the subject of the sentence is doing the action. So there's Sarah biting the apple, munching away, very active in the process. So the word active in English means doing an action. If you call someone very active, you might be more specific, but it means she does a lot. She might be very active in her school or active politically or very active in her church, for example. And the opposite of the adjective active in English is passive, P-A-S-S-I-V-E. So someone who is passive, by contrast, doesn't do a lot. You might picture them sitting on a sofa somewhere, waiting for things to happen to them. If you're passive, you're not doing the action. Other people do the actions to you, make the decisions for you. So an English verb can be active or passive. So the active voice, sounds like Sarah is eating an apple, but the passive voice sounds like the apple is being eaten by Sarah. So there, the sentence is turned around and apple becomes the subject of the sentence, even though it's passive in the process of being eaten. The verb changes too. It's still present progressive tense, but the verb is now passive. Is being eaten means that the action is being done to the apple. We add in, as though it's an afterthought, by Sarah, as though it's an extra piece of information. So we use this form of the verb, this passive voice, quite a lot in English. It's important for you to, first of all, be able to recognise it, understand it when you hear it, and then, when you're more comfortable, to actually be able to use it yourself when you speak. Some more examples. Johnny is baking a cake and Sarah is making the tea. Both parts of that are active voice, but a cake is being baked by Johnny and the tea is being made by Sarah are passive voice. The meaning of the sentence is the same, but the focus, the emphasis of the sentence is changed. In the first sentence, Johnny and Sarah are more in focus as the people doing the actions. But in the second sentence, the cake and the tea are made more important. The cake and the tea are the main event. So one of the reasons that we use passive voice is to change the emphasis, to direct the attention of the listener to what we want to emphasise. Another use of the passive voice, you can actually leave out, omit the identity of the person doing the action. So a cake is being baked and tea is being made. You don't have to name names. You don't have to say who's doing it. This may be because you want to be mysterious. A cake is being baked and tea is being made, but I'm not telling you who by. You'll have to wait and see. Perhaps it's a surprise. The passive voice is used also when we don't want to seem to blame someone. B-L-A-M-E. To blame means to find fault with, to give responsibility to someone, usually for something that's wrong. So you might say the window was left open and the door was unlocked. So you're stating the problem, but you're not saying who's done it. You're not naming the person or the people who did it. That might be because you're being diplomatic or because you don't know who did it. So you might use the passive voice because the identity of the person doing the action wasn't known. It's used also a lot in formal language because perhaps the person doing the action isn't what's important. So the language of the scientific experiment or the medical treatment or describing the action of a government body or a public service. The emphasis is on the action, not exactly who it was that did it. That's less important. Notice too that you can only do this where verbs have objects. You can't put a sentence like "the weather has been awful" into the passive voice because there's no object there. So you'll meet verbs in the passive voice a lot. We've talked about passive voice in a previous podcast, but let's today focus on nuts and bolts. How do we put verbs into the passive voice grammatically? Well, this verb form uses the past participle of the verb, so the same part of the verb that you would use for the present perfect tense. So the present perfect form of the verb, for example, I have found, gives you the past participle found, F-O-U-N-D, or the present perfect tense I have lost gives you the past participle lost, L-O-S-T. Don't just take the simple past tense because although it's the same for many verbs, so I found or I lost, it's not the same for all verbs. For example, to eat is I ate, A-T-E in simple past tense, but that's not the past participle. To get the past participle, you need present perfect I have eaten to arrive at eaten, as in the past participle. So passive voice in every tense, even the future, uses this past participle. So for the present progressive, where the action is happening right now, in this moment, I am baking a cake is active, whereas a cake is being baked by me is passive. This tense means that the cake is in the oven right now. What about simple present? This means that the action is a regular habit, something that's done often. My mum bakes a cake on Sundays is active, whereas a cake is baked by my mum on Sundays is passive. What about past tenses? Well, simple past tense for a completed action in the past, I baked a cake, is active, and it becomes a cake was baked when it was passive. An apple was eaten, a window was broken, he was discovered, hiding in a cupboard or whatever. Past progressive or imperfect, where an action was continuing in the past. I was baking a cake, is active, and it becomes a cake was being baked when it's passive. An apple was being eaten, a window was being broken, he was being discovered. Present perfect. I have baked a cake is active. The cake baking is complete. The cake is out of the oven and cooling on the side. For passive voice, it would be a cake has been baked by me. An apple has been eaten, a window has been broken, and he has been discovered in his cupboard. Past perfect, I had baked a cake is active, meaning the cake baking was complete when something else in the past happened. Passive voice for this past perfect tense is a cake had been baked by me, an apple had been eaten, a window had been broken, he had been discovered. Shall we stop there and do an exercise? Let's try some sentences. I'll vary the tenses, and for each sentence, see if you can put it into passive voice and name the tense. We've covered 6 tenses here, 2 present, 4 past. They were simple present, present progressive, simple past progressive, present perfect, and past perfect. Here goes. See if you can put these sentences into the passive verb form using the right tense. 1. The dog chased the ball. 2. My sister has been painting a picture. 3. My cousin makes the dinner on Wednesdays. 4. My cousin had made the dinner on Wednesday when my uncle arrived. 5. My brother is baking a cake as my mother arrives. 6. The dog was chasing the ball when it popped. Okay, you'll find the answers in the transcript. I think that once you've got the idea of using that past participle and you've understood what it means and why we use it, passive voice isn't so bad. Obviously, I've only covered present and past tenses today. There are other tenses, of course. Let me know if you'd like me to cover those in a future podcast. It is possible to arrive at perfect English grammar through listening to English grammar online lessons like this one. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.